Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Samak Zayim. Pick him on, Samak Velvim, Beis Bada Ba, Mada Pei, Bada Mishtak, Bada Mishtak. Zog Te Elig HaMishtak, V'kul Enei Mitamir, Beis Abliya. All of these cases that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the bird, the carbonos, will not be Mitamir, Beis Abliya, Umo Alimahan, but you could be over Mila for them. We know that when it's something mitame visablia, that is normally what happens if an animal dies and it's not shechted properly, it becomes an avela. An avela is going to be mitame, but if it's a bird, then it's clean. It's Superman. If it's a bird, then if malika is done properly, then even if it wasn't kosher, it's still not going to be mitame visablia. And certainly if it's done properly. But cool, right? But still me'ila does apply to them. Except for a chatas ha'of, whose carbon was done below, using the chatas procedure. So they say give a chatas, which is a standard, valid chatas. Ola so, in the case of an ola sa'of, if it was done below, which is the way that a chatas is done, for the sake of a chatas, give me over me'ila for going in and using it in the way that you're not supposed to. If you show Omer, ain't molimba. He says, no, you're not over me'ila if you misuse this this thing. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, he's going to try to knock off Rabbi Yeshua over here that says one's not going to be over me'ila for misusing it. Right, we got ourselves a bit of a kavachomer. Mechatas, where one doesn't commit me'ila through it when it's been done done l'shma, because now it's butter for the kohanim. They're going to eat it. Kishashina shma molim ba. Yet, once we get over me'ila, when the coin changed its, you know, it's l'shma, maybe for the sake of something else, made a little l'shma. Ola shemolim ba l'shma, all of which you are, is over me'ila, even when it's done for its own sake, kishashina ishma eno din shema l'ba, then when the coin changed its, you know, done it lo l'shma, obviously it went over me'ila for doing it. Rabbi Yeshua, said back to him, "Lo imamarta b'chata shishina shema l'shem ola." No. Say it again. Lo. Not a raya. Imamarta b'chata shishina shema l'shem ola. If you say the one's going to be over me'ila, in the case of a chatas, whose designation the coin changed for that of an ola, shekein shina shema l'davar shiyesh bo me'ila, where he changes designation to something that is going to be involved with me'ila, even when done properly. Tomer ba'ola shashina shema l'shem chatas. Shekein shina shema l'davar shein bo me'ila. Well, you wanted to tell me that you're going to say the same thing, a case of an ola, where the coin changed shina shema l'davar shein bo me'ila, where he changed its shina shema to something that doesn't have me'ila when it's done properly? Beep, turn the page. Samazam Ralph. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Aye, very kachi kachim, shechtam adarim, shechtam l'shem kachim kalam yachichu. We have a case of kachim kalam that somebody shechted in the south, and that he shechted for the sake of kachim kalam. That will be a raya. Why is that a proof? Shekein shina shemam l'davar she'en bo me'ila. They change something where there's no me'ila, umolin bahen, yet there is going to be me'ila for somebody being involved with it out of its purpose. If you misuse it. Af ata al tisma al olam. Also, don't be shocked. In the case of a chatas ola sa'of, af al pi shashina shemam l'davar she'en bo me'ila, she'yimu l'ba, they're going to be chayav for me'ila for it. My Lord Rabbi Yeshua, lo, not true, not a raya. Because him, Marta, kachim kachim, shushachton bedorim, shushachton shem kachim kalim, shekein shina shemam, ledavar shiyesh po iser v'heter, where there was a change to something that was aser to mutter, parts are going to be subject to me'ilah, parts are not going to be subject when it's done properly. Like when you do the dam, and you apply the dam of kachim kalim, then the parts become subject to me'ila, whereas the meat doesn't. Tomer ba'olah shashina shemala davar shekula heter. You're going to tell me logically that means that you're going to say the same in the case of an olah, whose designation the coin changed to something as permissible in its entirety when it's done properly? So, no, you can't compare those two things. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Let's say you did an ashab in the north. L'shem shlamim yuchiach. For the sake of a shlamim, that's going to bring a raya over here. Ashab was shechted in the right place, but for the wrong intention. Shashina shemo umolimba, where it's changed its designation, that one's going to be chayiv me'ila for misusing it. Va'afata al tismal ola. Also, don't be shocked in the case of the Ola Sa'of. Sha'afa pi shashina es shema shiyimulubah. Even though one changes its designation, one is going to be chayav me'ila through misusing it. Amar Rabbi Yishui said back, lo, not true, because im amarit be'asham she'im shina es shemo. Lo shina es mekomo. If you say that one commits me'ila in the case of an asham, where though the coin is shina es shemo, it's his wrong intention, but he did not change the location. Tomer va'olah shashina shema v'shina es mekomo. You change both of them. Amar Rabbi Elazar, asham shesachto b'darim v'shim shalom yuchiach. Now, I'll tell you what's going to prove it. Lord of an Asham that shechted in the south for the sake of a shlamim. Shashina es shemo v'shina es makomo. Molimbo. You change its designation and change its location, yet one is going to be over me'ila by misusing it. Afata al tisma ala ola. So too, you should not be shocked in the case of the ola sa'of. Shafa v'shashina es shemo v'shina es makomo molimbo. Even though you change both things, you're going to be chayav me'ila. Lo, Yeshua, lo, not haraya. Imarid v'ashem shinesh shemov v'shinesh mekomo v'lo shinesh ma'isav. If you want to say in the case of an ashem, where he shinesh shemo, right, they had the different intentions, and he changed the location, but did not change the ma'isav, like the procedure of how it's done. Tomer ba'ola shinesh shemo v'esmasav v'shinesh mekomo. You want to say that you're going to say the same thing in the case of an ola, where he changes designation and changes procedure and changes location. Come on, maybe the change of designation location is not enough to remove the kedusha in reference to me'ila. The case of the chata ola sa'of, however, there's a change in designation location and procedure, all three of them. Amar Rav, Rav says, why was Rabbi Eliezer quiet? V'neim alei ashem shachto b'darim l'shem shlamim b'shin rebailim. Let him say back to Mishu in the case of an Ashim that went shechted in the south for the sake of Shlomim and for the sake of a different owner. Shashina is Shemo, Vishina is Makoma, Vishina is Maisav. All three of those are done. Yet still in the case, it still remains the category of Me'ila. And changing the owner is like changing the procedure. So Rabbi Lezer could have argued that even a change of designation, location, and procedure doesn't serve to remove the Kedusha in reference to Me'ila. Midaloka Amr Leachi, from the fact he didn't say that, Shmamina Nachas Rabbi Eliezer Lethemen Rabbi Yeshua. It comes out that, learned that Rabbi Eliezer realized Rabbi Yeshua's real reason for passing like he did. And the Amr of Adabar Ava, Omer, Hayy Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ola Sa'of She'asa'a Amata Kima'asi Chatas Hashem Chatas. The case of the bird, the Olasof, whose thing was done below the Chutas Sirka, using the Chatas procedure for the sake of a Chatas, Kivich HaMalik Basimen Echad Nimsheches V'Nasis Chatasof. As soon as you perform Malika to one of the pipes, then it's going to be transformed into a Chatas Ha'of. In fact, the Gemara, Yahachi Chatas Of Nami, Shasa Lamaila Kemaisa Ha'ola. So you want to say also that that's true, then the case of a chatas ha'of, in the case of a chatas ha'of, whose carbon was done above the red line using the ola procedure, for the sake of a ola, miki malik ba simen echad, timashuf v'tehave olas ha'of. So let's say also, as soon as he does the malika on one of the pipes, then it's going to be switched into a olas ha'of. V'chitei machanam, if you want to say, sure, why not? Let's say that. From Yochem Hashem Rabbi Bana, kach yatsa shel mishnah. This is the
the correct way to setting up the Mishnah. My lav kach yatsa v'sulo. Does it mean that this is the way we set up the Mishnah and no more? Right? The Mishnah is saying this is precise. Rav Shua argues only in this case and not in the other ones. Right? He argues only in the case of a ola sa'of that's done below using the procedure and designation of a chatas. But not in the case of a chatas sa'of that's done above using the procedure and designation of an ola. Right? In that case, he's going to agree that the bird chatas, the chatas sa'of, is not transformed into an ola. And for the Gemara, lo. No, not necessarily true. Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan means is lo. Kacha ta shel kula Mishnah. This is the arrangement of the entire Mishnah. Right? Even though the Mishnah says only, the Mishnah agrees in the case of the Ola Sa'of that's done below, you apply the same to the case of Chata Sa'of above. If it's done, you know, above. And there also, Mishnah would say that the Chata is considered, switches into an Ola. Vashi Amar, Bish Lama Ola Sa'of Sha'asa Lamata Kamesa Chata Sa'im Chata. It makes sense that Mishnah's din. If it gets transformed when applying the case of a olas ha'of, the one made below, did it below, using the chatas procedure, the tikkun chatas, came the ha'ach share b'simen echad. Since this chatas validity is done through one pipe, v'ach share b'shnei simanim, whereas the olas is through two pipes, v'olas ha'of l'mata lesa, and there's no kosher way, no kosher thing when it's the olas ha'of whose malika is done below. As soon as he does malika on one of the pipes, it switches into a chatas ha'of. El chatas ha'of, in the case of chatas ha'of, the one does above for the sake of and using, you know, and the meisim, the procedure of an ola. Kevin the amar mar malika b'chol makom k'cher, since the malika is going to replace, we call mikiyum malik b'asim en echad ipsala. As soon as he does malika one thing, it. Is the malika one pipe, it becomes a puzzle chatas. How the malik b'idach semen, when he does, goes to the other one, and he finishes like a malika, like an ola, hechi mimshecha, havi ola sa'of, how can the carbon be transformed into a ola sa'of if the chatas of the psul has already taken effect? That is to say that even if we were going to say that the malika act of an ola done to a chatas above the red line for the sake of an ola, in theory has the power to transform the chatas to an ola, you can't do that once the designation of a psul chatas has already taken effect. Gufa. Gufa. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. Omer Hoye Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua would say, Ola Sa'of. You got your chicken over here. It's an ola. Got your bird. Shaso lamata. Who did it? Lamata. Kamai say chatas. L'shem chatas. Kevin shamalak was simen echad. Nimsheches v'nasis. Chatasov. As soon as he does malika to one of the simanim. So, he transformed it into the chatasov. Beep. Turn the page. Toshima. Chatas lezuv o lezuv. If a pair of birds had a chatas for one woman and an ola for another woman, asa shteim lamaila, and by mistake the coin did both them above the line, like his olas, mechza kasha mechza pasal. Half of what he did is kasha and half is pasal. Shteim lamata, he did both them below, mechza kasha mechza pasal. Achzma mechza mata, shteim psulos, shteim chatas kover lamaila, ola kover lamata. Maybe he did the wrong ones. Says the Gemara, Nehi nami de ola karva lemata. Do you want to say both are going to be no good in the case of one on top of one below? Okay, I understand that the ola may have been the one that was done below. Timshach v'davi chatas off, but at least let it switch into the chatas off, and then it should be fine. That says the Gemara, Emer da Amar, Rabbi Yoshua. The Chad Gavra. That's only when it's with one person he would say that. But Trey Gavra, Yamar, did he say that with two people? No. Tashima, let's try again. Chatas ve'ola ustuma umifureshes. If you got over here two women, And two women gave the coin a chatas and an ola. A chatas for one, an ola for the other. And the stam, unspecified pair of birds, and a specified pair of birds. Asa kulan. If you offered all of them above, that they're all olas, mechsakosh mechsapasal. Kul lamata, mechsakosh mechsapasal. Chesem el chesem lamata, enuk shere el estuma. Only the stam ones are going to be kosher. Mischaleches b'neim. And then you divide it amongst the women. Now, the ilum furashin lo. Mishnah says only the unspecified pair is going to be good, but the mefurish ones are not going to be good at all. But my, the nami the ola karva lamata, even if you want to say the ola, that the ola of the specified one may have been the one that was done below, timshofetavit chatasof, let it be chatasof. Chitema hadaloka Rabbi Yeshua, and if you want to say that this Mishnah in Kinim is not going like Rabbi Yeshua, can you say that? Is it possible? Amar Tachi? Toshima, let's take a look. I'll show you quite not like that. Toshima, we can see the Mishnah is going into Bishua. Aisha Shamari, a like Cain, im Elizach. If a woman says that there'll be a Cain upon me to bring a pair of birds, as Olus of Gibbet to a boy, Yeldazachim of Yerushte Kinim. Then she gives birth to a boy, she has to bring two pairs of birds. Why two pairs of birds? You say, Achas Talinidja, one of them, which is two olas for fulfilling her neder. And if you bring the olas, if she gives birth to a boy, Achas Lechovasu, you have a chov, every time she gives birth, you have a chatas and an ola. Nasdan Lekoin, Nisan, what a word, Nisanasan Lekoin. She gives her the coin, and that coin, Sarachlasos, and Shalosh Lamayla, Achas Lamat, it's got to do the Kamarnas, it goes like this. You got four birds over here, three of them go on the top, that's olas, and three of them below the Chutasikra, that's a Chatas. Lo Asakain, El Asa Shtayim Lamayla, Beis Lamata, Lulo Nimlach, let's say he didn't do that, but he brought the two above, it goes, and two below, as Chatos, which she didn't ask her, like, why she was bringing these two pairs. Srichas Shtavi, Ode, pray to Achas. Now she's got to bring another one, Vitakrivenu Lamayla, got to bring it on top, because that's what it was supposed to be, three up and one down. He did two and what, two up and two down, so now he's going to go ahead and do the three up and three down. Sorry, one down. This is talking about if it's all from one min, if it's one type of bird. If it's two minim, then tavishtayim. Now she has to go and she has to bring two types. One pair with turtle doves, the other was young pigeon. The coin doesn't know which one he brought first. She's now got to bring two birds as olas. Per shanida, if she spec nidra, whoops, not nida, nidra. If she specified her vow, right when she made it, she said that they're going to be turtle doves, or she said they're going to be these, you know, shnei b'nei Torah and b'nei Yonah, but she forgot the type that she said, and she brought two pairs of the coin, who then made a mistake, like the previous case we brought, and they brought both of them as chatas ola pairs, right, two up, two down. Then what happens? Shrichal havi od gimel pray them. She has to bring another three as olas. We min echad if it's all from one min. Which they mean them tavi adalas. If it's from two, she has to bring four. Kavanej, if she set her vow to her chiyuv that she has to bring, and she brought two pairs to the kohen, and made a mistake like we saw. Beep, turn the page. Samachasam alaf. Then shrichal shetavi od chamish pray them lemayelu min echad. Then she has to bring another five birds that be brought of as olas above, assuming that they're of one type min echad. Umibeis minim tavi sheishim. Two minim, she has to bring six. Okay. Nisan nasan, the coin, vinyo das, my nasna. If she gave them their original two pairs of birds to the coin, but she doesn't know what type she gave, halacha coin vasa, eno yodea, my asa. And then the coin goes and he brings up, but he didn't know what he did. Shricha dalit, prayed him, lanidra, ushtaim, lechovasa, vachatazachas. Crazy. She has to bring four birds, two of each type, for olas, and for her neder, and two birds, one of each type for the ola and her childbirth chiyuv, and one chatas for the, you know, chiyuv of childbirth. It's going up to seven. Ben Azayom and Beis Chatos is to bring two chatos. This is, you can compare this to what people said about a ram. While he's alive, his voice is one. And when he dies, his voice is seven. Now, all of that was to just show you that what? That this is Rabbi Yeshua is making a comment to this Mishnah. It shows that he's the author of the general Mishnayos that are found in Kinim. So we're left with this question now, this astira between the earlier Mishnah and Kinim, which doesn't agree with the idea of that it transforms, and Rabbi Yeshua's statement in the Brother of Adam Rava that it does. And for the Gemara, Amar da Amar Rabbi Yeshua lafuka midei meila lamesek lechova mi Amar. Say that what it was Rabbi Yeshua when Rabbi Rava said that he's talking about the ola is transformed to chatas in reference to removing the carbon from being in the category of meila. But did he say that the transformation goes so far as that it fulfills one's chiv of a chatas? Of course he didn't say that. And therefore, we are all good. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.